As soon as Napoleon Bonaparte took up an extraordinary personality book, his distinction from other European warriors came into focus. Born in 1769 on Corsica, an island near France, no one can tell that this child will make the history of France. The period of the French Revolution marked the beginning of his military career by studying at a military school in France. In that historic Battle of Italy, he dominated the military ranks by virtue of his undisputed supremacy. By assuring the Directory, this warrior plans to take his army to Egypt. He is the first European warrior since Alexander the Great to try to make contact with Asia at the age of 27. As it happens, the rivalry between France and England has so far only cost France, because of their best armor, Royal Navy, but as England was famous for its armor, France was known for its cavalry. His plan was to ride on Egypt and reach India and destroy England for the then Marathas and other rulers. Think about it, the entire history would have been changed. But when the victory of Egypt was in sight, he had to abandon the campaign and return due to internal rebellion. England was getting ready to welcome him here. He managed to reach France by saving his life. The only reason he was defeated when he later invaded Russia was because of the bitter cold there, and improper battle formation. Just as Hitler made a mistake by invading Russia, Napoleon also made a mistake in history. Finally, after becoming a prisoner of England, he became the emperor of a small island called Elba. He jumped back to France like the Phoenix Party and tried to counterattack on the front of Prussia, Russia, Austria, and England, but was defeated in the Battle of Waterloo and remained under the eyes of the British until he died in St. Helena. An officer asked Napoleon, "How are you ready to fight continuously?" I think Napoleon's reply is very instructive. 1. He used to bathe in hot water every day. 2. He used to fast whenever he felt like it. He said that fasting would give new heights to his intellectual tactics. 3. He used to take a nap of 4 to 5 minutes in battle, even on his horse when he got tired. Thank you.